Blessings, everyone. It's good to see you all this wonderful evening. I see Nicole and Sebastian. You must be visiting with Christian and Lindsay today. God bless you. It's good to see you all, and thank God for every one of you. They've joined with us here on Zoom and on Facebook and YouTube. We've had a very good week, I believe. Good time of just fellowshipping and praying together and hearing the word of God together. And tonight will not be any different. Before I get going, I'd like to remind us that starting, of course, tomorrow morning service is Sunday morning. But in the evening, we'll start a week long of meetings with different guests, speaking to us, every day. And, of course, Mama and I will be ministering also. And, I encourage you all to participate and, get things in line for the new year. Well, yesterday we talked a great deal about love, and we prayed about love, and today I want to continue with that theme. But today I would like us to go to the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, beginning to read from the 17th verse. Actually, why don't I do this? Let me go a little bit further back down and take it up from verse 12. 1 John 4 and verse 12. It says, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." That's a very interesting statement. No man had seen God at any time. Never has anyone seen God. But then it says, if we love one another, that God that we don't see dwells in us. That's incredible. And his love is teleo, is the word teleo. It's a very interesting Greek word, teleo. In teleo, you find that first part there, tel. We'll use that word for telescope. We'll use that word for television. So, in a sense, teleo has the root part of connecting to something that is distant but seen. So, on television, you're not there, but you can see. Telescope, you're not there, but you can see. It's bringing things that are further away nearer. But this is a word for perfection. And it says in that particular verse, God dwelleth in us, and his love teleo in us. In other words, that distant love of God becomes very personal, becomes something that we can see and we can experience. And then it goes on and says, "Hereby know we that we dwell in him." When we talk about dwelling in him and him dwelling in us, he says, this is how we're going to know that we are really dwelling in him and he also in us. We are in partnership together because he had given us of his spirit. So loving God happens because of the Spirit of God in us. In fact, the word of God says earlier in verse 9, it says, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the satisfaction for our sins." And then it says, "Beloved," watch this now. It says in verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God." So part of our experience or manifestation of fact that we are truly born again is that we walk in love. In essence then, not walking in love is a telltale sign that really we've not really connected with God. And so when we connect with God, we're going to walk in love. Love for one another. 11 says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." If God so loved us, agaped us, we ought to love one another. Now, did God love me because I was perfect? Because I was sinless? Because I was amazing? No, he loved me while I was yet a sinner. So our love is not based on, okay, I love this person because they're a nice person, they're a wonderful person, they're just amazing. No, our love is founded on the fact that in spite of where they are at, that the Spirit of God in us is agape in them. It says, "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us." If we love one another, that's a telltale sign that God dwells in us. And his love is teleo, perfected in us. Again, it is perfected, it is completed in us. "Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he had given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." What world? A sinful world. Not because the world was perfect. But we've seen and we can testify that God came to save our world. So our love should be shared with people that in our own natural minds don't deserve it. People that are, in real terms, undeserving because of the crazy things that they do, but we love them anyway. Now, the love of God does not mean tolerance. When somebody, people think the opposite of love is hate. The true opposite of love is apathy, when you don't care. When you hate, you actually cared about something. Apathy, you just ignore and you just set the person aside and don't care what they do or don't do. And God says to us here that we really need to care, because his Spirit is in us, we're going to care. And then it goes in verse 15, it says, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God," homologia, "God dwelleth in him and he in God." So now we see that love gets us to be in God. But then it says, "Whosoever shall confess." Whoever is going to say the same thing, come into agreement with this kind of love that God has for people, that person is in God and God is in that person. So this is not just a confession of I'm saying the same thing, but saying the same thing, but also coming into agreement that God, you are righteous on this. You're right. You're right about this. And I come into agreement with it and I align myself with it. And then it says, and we have known and believed the love that God had to us. We have known and believed. Two key things. We know it. We believe it. Is it possible to know it and not believe it? That might be an interesting thing to explore. But it says, we've known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, or dwelleth in God, dwelleth in God and God in him. And here we come to a very interesting aspect of this whole subject. Herein is our love made perfect. Keeps on using that word perfect, teleo, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Love is what is going to cause me to be bold in the day of judgment, that I know it, believe it, received it. I thought it was the blood. Yes, the blood is a consequence of the love of God. God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. So it is because of the blood that I have boldness to have access, but it's because of the love of God that I know and I believe that I'm going to be bold in the day of judgment and not be in fear, trembling, wondering, am I going to make it? And, oh, I made it. No, when I know the love of God, and I know this love of God because I love people. Let's not forget that. I love people. I am demonstrating a love relationship with people. So my affirmation and assurance that if Jesus comes today, if my Lord comes today, I will be caught up to be with him in the air, is founded in my love relationship with people right now. Because he's going to tell us, how are we going to say that we love God when we don't love the people that we see? He says that we may have boldness in the day of judgment because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, he is God. He says, so are we also in this world. Based on what? Based on the fact that God is love. Yeah. Just that. And then it says, there is no fear in love. Why don't we love? Fear. Fear. If I love this person, if I reach out to this person, I might get hurt. If I do this, this might just happen. And God says, the life of sacrifice removes us from that place of fear. Love has no fear embedded in it. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. When we love perfectly, when that love of God is fully matured, that which is distant is drawn near, then that perfect love will cast out fear, that second guessing, whatever else, will cast it out. It will allow me to be vulnerable, tender-hearted. The word of God will say. It casts out of fear because fear had torment. When you have fear, you're going to be tormented. You're going to be worrying. You're going to be afraid. He says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Anyone living in the life of fear is not perfected in love. You don't know, first of all, that God loves you, that God cares about you, and that God will reach out and change your life, just like he changed our lives. He says we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, let's watch this now. We love him because he first loved us. Bringing it to people, God is saying, they are going to love you because you first loved them. Because you went that extra mile to touch them. And if we're going to be relevant in our world today, we've got to embrace that truth. I have to love them before the first love. Well, this person, you know, they're really bad. They're really bad. And God says, I know, just like you were. But just love them anyway. Oh, this person has an alternative lifestyle. I can mess around with those people. Those people, they're strange people. God says, love them first. That's how you got to love me. I loved you first. If a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he's a liar. Wow. What happens to all liars? Revelation 21 says they end up in hell, in the lake of fire. All liars end up there. If a man says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? How do you love God? How do you say you love God whom you've not seen if you don't love your brother? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. What a conclusion. So before we start praying today, I'm going to ask one or two, maybe three people, this question. How can we demonstrate love in our world today? I'm going to ask Sister Sherry, and then I'm going to ask Minister Dean that same question. And then I'm going to ask Nicole. Three of you, just tell me, what practical ways can we demonstrate love today?
We can just, we can see someone who is in need and just reach out and give to them. And that has an impact and right away opens a door.
So they don't have to ask first.
Oh no, someone that doesn't ask first, especially not someone that you see needs help. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Because that's what God did for us, right?
Yes.
So that we needed help. And even before we asked, he made provision for us.
Yes.
Awesome. Praise God. Minister Dean?
We can live a life of forgiveness, forgiving others.
Forgiveness. Wow, that's fundamental. And actually, God's word says, if we don't forgive, we shouldn't expect to be forgiven. You know, that's so perfect. Okay. Nicole?
One way is to ask people, how are you doing, really?
Ask
so
them
how, the time to actually listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, sometimes we ask how you doing, but we really don't want to hear. Right? Mm-hmm. So I like that really aspect of that response. How you doing today? And that's wonderful. Because your answer was so precise, right to the point, let me ask two more people, James and Minister Colette. How can we demonstrate love today?
When you love people, you have to take care of them, make sure they are comfortable, make sure everything that they need, that they have, without asking back them to give you what you have already do for them. That is love. Then you don't backbite them. You just love them perfect without no explanation. So that is the love we're supposed to give one another.
Awesome. Thank you so very much for that. Great answer. Minister Colette?
Well, you love people by telling them the truth, which is, you know, increasingly challenging in this age. But that's a surefire way to truly, truly love people.
Tell them the truth. That is so fundamental, you know, because many times not only do we not want to hear people really, we don't want to tell them really where the beef is at. We've got to be real and recognize the fact that, like it says, there is no fear in love. They might want to reject you. They might want to be defensive and attack you and so on and so forth. But because you love them, you tell them the truth. Let me have two more. Sister Jeanette, if you don't mind turning on your video. And Elder Andre, how can we demonstrate love today? You're mute. You're muted. Unmute yourself, please. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
You can demonstrate love by being patient.
Patient.
People. The Bible says be patient with all men. And sometimes it's amazing what people are going through. Because when you look on impatient with people, we can sometimes become judgmental. And critical of them. And we have no idea what they're going through. Sometimes it's a family, a member of the school. Maybe they're unemployed. The kids are not disrespected because the kids feel isolated in school.
You've answered everything.
There are multiple pieces of reasons. And then we are going to okay. Why do we go to a bank or the store on the cashier? Because they're so slow. In our hearts, we become critical in our heart. Because they're so slow. But God wants us to be patient with all men. And because God is patient with us.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that. That's perfect. Patience. That takes time. And somebody once asked the question, how do children interpret love? And the answer was time. Patience. And Andre, your turn. Unmute yourself.
I would say showing compassion. That what I mean by that is really listening to someone when they have a problem, and if it is within your ability to do so, help them with their problem.
Yes. You know what I found out to be true is that sometimes we may not personally have the answer that they need, but we might be connected to somebody that has the answer that they need. And sometimes loving people is connecting people with the solutions that they need for their lives. Now, one answer I don't think I heard throughout the discuss tonight. Can anybody guess what answer I did not hear? Didn't hear you. I saw your mouth moving, but I didn't hear you. Sister Sherry.
Tithe and offering.
Someone said tithe and offering. Okay.
You didn't hear it.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
Okay. But you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. I don't know what the connection is with tithe and offerings, but I guess it's about loving God, and that makes it possible for us to love
people. Exactly. You give it because you love God and you want to promote the gospel.
Okay. Praise God. Okay. I think I finally heard the word.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
Sharing the gospel.
Hearing the gospel. Yeah. Sharing the gospel. Yeah.
Yes.
If you love people and you know that without Christ they will end up in the lake of fire, why don't you share it? Oh, I don't know if they're going to reject it. Oh, I don't know if they're going to like it. The word of God says love. There is no fear in love. If we love people, we'll tell them the truth. Like Minister Colette said, we'll tell them the truth. And the truth is the gospel, ultimately. Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for discuss and all the stuff that we've shared together today and all of your input. I'm going to ask two people, maybe three, to pray tonight. And we'll ask Sebastian to pray about what we've talked about today. We've talked about love and loving people and maturing in that love relationship, recognizing the fact that when we walk in love together, we are in God and God is in us, which means that we're empowered by his presence and by his authority. So I'm going to ask Sebastian to pray. I'm going to ask Deacon Byron also to pray. Those two have not. I'm going to ask Sister Lindsay also to pray today, and Sister Kristen. So let's have those four. We'll start with Sebastian, and then we'll go to Deacon Byron, and then we're going to Kristen, and then Lindsay. All right, Sebastian, take it up. We're waiting. We can't hear you, Sebastian.
I'm not good with public prayer.
Huh?
I'm not good with public prayer. Give me a moment.
Just go ahead. We love you. Just pray.
Thank you, God, for showing us love by being love, and thank you for showing us how to express that love through all the various means that you've shown us through the Bible. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Deacon.
Father, we thank you that that you have given us your spirit. It's only through your spirit that we can love. Thank you, Lord, that you are the creator of all things, and yet you dwell within us. Mm. When we love each other and we demonstrate our love towards you in obeying your word. And part of your word is that we love one another. Yes. And I thank you, Lord, that you give us a spirit of compassion. You give us patience for one another and for those around us, those that we meet. I thank you, Father, that this comes from your spirit. It doesn't come from anything inside of us. For Lord, we know that we can't love the way that you would want us to. But I thank you, Father, that you have said in your word here in 1 John that we can be perfected in love, and that perfect love casts out fear, that we can have absolute, we can be absolutely fearless in our love, that the love does not fear of what people will say, but we act in loving ways no matter how it's interpreted. Whether that's preaching the gospel, whether that's showing kindness, just demonstrating that in whatever way you show us, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we have, that this is deep down inside of us, Lord, that we love one another and love those around us, that we have a life of love. And we know that joy comes out of that.
Yes.
That as we love others and as we see your love working,
mm-hmm.
Because we know that your love will work through us,
yes.
That we can experience great joy in that.
Yes.
We just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of love. Thank you, Lord, that while we were still sinners, Lord, you sent your only Son. You gave us that precious gift to reconcile all of us with you, Lord, to give us access to you. Lord, we just praise you and thank you that not only do we have access, but we have the grace to be loved to this hurting world, to be these lights in the dark, dark world, Lord, that it's so easy to love people when we love you. And I just thank you, Lord, that because we love you, we can love other people. We can be vulnerable because we are not afraid, because we are not afraid of how someone might respond to our acts of love, that we would just trust in you, Lord, because you said to love them, we will love them no matter the outcome. Lord, it's such a free gift to love people. It costs nothing to love someone. And I just pray that we would have that revelation in our spirit that every day there could be someone that just needs to have a hello, and that would be all they needed for that day. Lord, that you would just give us instruction, give us guidance, show us what we could do to change lives in simplest ways, just to love like you do, or even just pray for someone, Lord, that we would just change the world or the communities around us by these simple acts of kindness and compassion and mercy, Lord, that we would just be who you called us to be, your children, your examples in this world, and that in doing so that we would just lead so much more to you, Lord, that we would help bring in that harvest into your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that we just continue to pour your grace upon us, your strength, your courage, the boldness, that we just fearlessly run throughout this earth and we just love your people like you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we just thank you for this time of prayer today. Thank you, Father God, for new revelation of your love, Father God. Lord, that there is great revelation in your church, in your body, Father God, of the love that you have for us, God. Lord, that you would catapult us into new levels of relationship with you like never before. And God, that would overflow into our walk of love in this world, Father God. We just ask, Father, for just a great revelation, just a great understanding and experience, Father God, like never before in you, Father in heaven. We just ask that you set us on fire for your kingdom, God. Lord, amen. That we would love without a boundary, Father. Father, that your agape love would just overflow in and through us, God. God, that we would see this world as you see it, hear it as you hear it, and love it as you love it, God. That we would just see people as Jesus sees them. God, that we would just be your representation here in the earth, Father, effortlessly, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for our own experience in you, Father, in heaven, for an experience, God, that causes us to never be the same, Lord. Thank you that you are restoring and restructuring our hearts, Father. Thank you, anything that is causing us to have blockage in our hearts, anything that is any bitterness, anything in our hearts, Lord, that is not causing love to flow freely. We just ask, God, that you would restore it, that you would remove whatever needs to be removed, and that you would just completely condition us, Father, to love completely. We just ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for using us, Lord, as your instrument in the name of Jesus. We pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are thankful for this exercise, this time that we've been able to spend together, reflecting on your word and praying together. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Spirit that empowers us to love. That empowers us, O God, to trust. That empowers us to give. That empowers us, O God, to speak truth, care, give attention and time, be attentive and compassionate. The love that causes us, O God, not to think evil. Your word says, love thinketh not evil. Love is patient. Father, let the true impact of love and a life of love and loving kindness so take over our lives that we become an embodiment, a manifestation of love. We cry out to you, for Lord, we know that in ourselves we cannot. In our own strength, we will always fail. But because your loving kindness, your very presence is abiding in us. For your word says that you first loved us. We are asking, O God, for an infusion, an impartation, an infilling of your fullness, so Lord, O God, that there's nothing else that we can do but love. Love not only you, our Father, but love people that have been created in your image and likeness. But Lord, O God, that we will not see that which is evil and celebrate it, but speak truth to it because we care about people. We want the best for people. Father, this day, deliver us from the lies of not loving. For your word says, if we say that we love God and do not love our brother, that we are liars. Father, deliver us from a lying spirit. For the father of lies is the devil. And we want nothing to do with the devil and his cohorts. Therefore, we denounce, we reject everything that is not birthed out of the true spirit of love, the true spirit of God. For God is love. When we embrace love, we embrace you. May this, O God, be the true testament of our lives on a daily basis, that we are the true embodiment of love, manifesting love, empowered by love, showing forth your glory day in, day out, because your love is working in us and through us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, bless you. I thank God for every one of you that took time to come out tonight and participate in this time of reflecting on the Word of God and praying together. May the peace of God garrison your hearts, and may you know peace, joy, the love of God like never before. And may you be able to share it with others locally and globally. Somebody said part of our love walk is in our tithe and in our offerings. Well, we have an opportunity to give at this time, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning and also tomorrow evening for the meetings as they launch at 6:30 every evening. The information for giving, I believe, will be on your screen in just a moment. Utilize it, and let's trust God to use us mightily in 2023. I know I've not mentioned this so far during this week, but I want us to be reminded that we have a New Life Festival celebration. I'm not going to mention the country because it's an Islamic country. But we do need about $20,000 to accomplish that assignment. And whatever it is that God lays on your heart to give towards it will be greatly appreciated. I know the Lord has all of that in his hands and will provide it somehow, some way, somehow. Those resources are going to come in. I trust God for it. And but that's one of the major things that we're going to be doing. We want to bring to them the message of the new life that's in Christ Jesus. And so that they too can become part of the family of God. Amen. God bless you richly. Let's honor God with our giving.
Bless you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.